chapter 17 this morning, a very well-known story of David and Goliath. And my talk this morning, my preach this morning, is called, can anybody guess what my preach is called this morning? Any telltale signs? Maybe on me? No. Maybe beside me? No. Five smooth stones. Yes, that's what my talk is this morning. Five smooth stones. And this morning we're going to think about the life of David and really the story of David and Goliath. And then we're going to land in the Psalms and we're going to pick out five verses in the Psalms, five promises, five truths in the Psalms that I, in my Bible, have underlined, have went back to so many times. But before we get there, I would like us just to take a few moments and think about David and Goliath. I'm just going to read a few verses. I'm not going to read the whole chapter from 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm just going to pick out some verses. So you can follow with me, but please forgive me because I'm going to be jumping ahead. So 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 8. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and let him come down to me. If he's able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Verse 16, for 40 days, the Philistine, that's Goliath, came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. Then we move on down to where David has been sent by his father to the fields. And David, he arrives on the scene. In verse 26, David asked the men standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And then we know the story, how David, he comes to Saul and he said, in verse 32, David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You're not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth." David then explains to Saul how he was able to overcome the lion and the bear. And then we read in verse 36, "Because he has defied the armies of the living God, the Lord who rescued me from the jaw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul, "because I am not used to them." So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand. He chose five smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in hand, approached the Philistine. So we picture David. He's on the way to the battlefield. His father has sent him to bring food. And across the valley is this giant and has been shouting out for 40 days. And everyone around David, if we think about it, they're saying, look at the size of him, look at the armor, look at his strength, look at the spear. But not David. He comes with a different attitude towards the giant. David doesn't say, how big is the giant? He says, who is this giant that he would stand against the God of Israel? David, he looks at the greatness of God and he says, I will go. And he goes and he picks out five smooth stones from the river. And this morning, I want us just to think on some of the Psalms, on how that might relate to your life. Some of the verses that I've picked out from the Psalms, these five smooth stones, five truths from Scripture that you and I can stand on. Our giants this morning won't look like Goliath. They won't look like what Goliath looks like. Maybe our giants this morning are illness, financial pressure, the future, what's going to happen in the future. A giant is something that is bigger than our ability to deal with it. And often in my life, when I have faced a giant, I forget about God. I get so caught up with what's in front of me that I forget about God. Five smooth stones, five truths that you and I, five promises, and there are lots more, but I've chosen five this morning that we would focus on. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, your word is truth. It's life. Lord, it's life-giving this morning. And Father, I pray as we consider some of the truths in the Psalms, I pray, Lord, that each one of us, that our ears would be open and our hearts are open to hear what you have to say. I thank you, Lord, that your word speaks life into our lives. And Lord, each one of us this morning, as the Holy Spirit moves in our lives, will bring something different, a different interpretation, a different word of encouragement. But I pray, Lord, as your Spirit moves, that you will speak and we will have ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. So my first stone this morning, the first truth that I've picked out this morning is from Psalm 77. And it says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. I will remember. When the giant is in front of us, remember what God has done. David, his confidence, it wasn't so much in what he had in his hand, it was in how he approached the giant. He had grown up in the fields as a shepherd, and he knew as he was going in to face Goliath that God was already with him. God had been faithful to him. Remember what God has done. The psalmist, he looks back and he tries to remember. He remembers what God has done. When David, he's listening to the Goliath shouting across the valley, he remembers as a shepherd looking after his father's sheep, he remembers what God has done. He says, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. The God who was faithful then will be faithful now. David isn't walking into this valley on his own. He has a history with God. I like that. A history with God. What's your history with God this morning? What things can you bring to your remembrance where God has been faithful to you? You've seen God at work, things that you thought were impossible. I think back to me getting saved. I was so adamant that I wouldn't become a Christian. It wasn't for me. And yet God saved me. I remember what he has done in my life. I remember as a mum coming through Bible college with two children and thinking in those first 8 weeks, what have we done? We've moved from Northern Ireland to England with two kids. What on earth have we done? But I remember that God was faithful in those moments. He was faithful. And sometimes when the giant is in front of us, we forget what God has done. Remember. Remember that answered prayer. Remember the door God opened that you thought would never open. Remember how he put people around you in a certain situation. God was there. I remember the deeds of the Lord. That doesn't make it easy. The giant still stands there. But if we remember who our confidence is in this morning, we, like David, we can walk forward. We can move forward, even though the giant is still standing in front of us. Remembering what God has done in the past. My second stone, my second truth this morning. David, he picks up the stone. He knows what God has done. He remembers his faithfulness. He walks towards the giant. What are you walking towards today? What's standing in front of you? What wall? It feels like a wall is in front of you today. The psalmist says in Psalm 56, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. It doesn't say a person of faith doesn't feel fear. The psalmist says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." And I think that's very important as a Christian. Sometimes we think that we have this faith, which we do, in God, but sometimes we do feel afraid. The psalmist, he obviously felt afraid. "When am I afraid, I put my trust in you." Faith doesn't mean that fear will never come. It means when we're afraid that we continue to put our trust in God every day, not thinking ahead to the next day, which is very hard to do sometimes, but in the day, putting our trust in him. Fear says, what if it goes wrong? What if you fail? What if the diagnosis is bad? What if the thing you're praying for never happens? What if you run out of resources? What if? Have you ever had what ifs in your life, or is it only me? Because some nods in the room. What if? But the psalmist says, "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you." Fear says, "What if?" But God says, "I don't have to handle this alone. I can put my trust in him." We can't control every circumstance or outcome, but I know when the what ifs come that I can put my trust in him. So the psalm reminds us, the psalmist reminds us to look back, remember what God has done. When we face the giant, to put our trust, when we feel fear, to put our trust in him. For David, it was for 40 days for the Israelite army, this Philistine had shouted at the Israelites. But David, he stands in this, whenever I'm afraid, I put my trust in him. Often the voice will say, "You're not strong enough. This is never going to work. Nothing's ever going to change." Often the voice of the enemy will come in and cause us to have doubts. But another truth that we can take from the Psalms is in Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Ever-present help in trouble. Scripture, we know as Christians, doesn't tell us that there'll never be problems. But one thing we do know when we're walking through those valleys, that God is with us. When David, when he walked into the valley, he knew that God was with him. In verse 45 of 1 Samuel 17, David said to the Philistine, You come against me with the sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. He's an ever-present help in times of trouble. Doesn't say sometimes, doesn't say occasionally, doesn't say Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Ever-present help in times of trouble. The giant, it'll be still standing. Questions maybe you have are still unanswered. Why, God? Why? Why aren't you moving? Why aren't you changing? Why aren't you healing? Those questions may still remain. But we know when we're in those situations that he's ever present with us. God is with you. Remember the deeds God has done. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. He's ever present with us. Goliath, he comes dressed for the battle. He says, look at me, look at me, look at my size, what I have on, the armor I wear. David, he comes with a sling and five stones. I believe whenever David was doing that, he wasn't saying, look at me. He was saying, look at what my God can do. Look at what my God can do. Look at who I trust. Psalm 20 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We all trust in something. Sometimes it can be our abilities, our experience, our finances. None of these things are bad or necessarily bad. But if we start to think, well, if I just get enough money, I'll be secure. Or if I can just control this situation, it'll be all safe. If I just make the right decision, do I go left? Do I go right? Where do I go? And we put our trust in ourselves. But Psalm 20 says, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Not in what we see or what we can control or what we can guarantee, because we can't. But we can trust in him. Everyone else is saying, how are we going to defeat Goliath? But David, he comes with this attitude. He comes, I trust in God. I trust in God as I face this. That doesn't mean that God will necessarily give us the outcome that we want. It doesn't work that way. If I trust in him, it doesn't always work out the way we want. But we can be rest assured that he has good plans and purposes for our lives. God will not always do what I want, but I know I can trust him because he knows better than I do. He knows better than you do. His confidence was in the name of the Lord. David takes his stand. He trusts in God. So this morning, we've got the stone number four, fourth truth. Number one, when I remember the deeds of God. When I'm afraid, I'll trust in him. He's ever present. God's with you. Trust in the name of the Lord. He's the one that we're to trust today. And my final one is praise God for his faithfulness. Psalm 34 says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will extol the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times. That's hard. That's hard. That's hard when things aren't working the way we want. That's hard when the giant still stands in front of you. In Hebrews, the writer in Hebrews, it calls it a sacrifice of praise. And there's sometimes it's easy to praise God. It's easy to stand and worship him when everything is well. But other days, it's hard. It's hard when we don't see the answers to his prayers, when we're in his waiting room, when things aren't working out the way we had hoped. When we say, we don't understand. I don't understand what you're doing. But still, I have learned in my life that even when I don't understand, he is still worthy of my praise. He is still worthy of your praise. I believe praise reminds us of who God is. And that posture of praise, while we're waiting, it brings us through. When we face the giant, it brings us through. There's nothing that'll lift you like praising God and putting on a worship song and letting it belt out from your house or your car. Praise him. Five smooth stones. Five truths from the Psalms. When we face a giant in life, when we're going through life, remember what God has done. When the giant in front of you is frightening, don't forget about the faithfulness of God behind you. When you're feared, I put my trust in you. We don't have to pretend. It's okay to say, I'm worried about this, but I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God. He's ever-present help. He's with us. Some trust in chariots, some on horses, but we trust in the name of our God. And finally, I will bless the Lord at all times. Five reminders of who God is. Some giants, they don't fall as quickly as we want them to. Some valleys last much longer than we would like them to. But the promise is God is with us. His word says that he is with us in those moments. Five smooth stones. Five promises. There's lots more. But those are the ones in my Bible I've underlined, I've written beside, I've dated, I've said, you know, prayers and different things. Those are five truths that I hold on to as a Christian. Lord, we thank you for your word. And Father, I do pray, just as we take a moment now to pause, and for anyone here that's facing a giant today, Lord, would you just remind them of who you are? Remind them, Lord, of what you've already done, and that you are faithful, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.